The relationship between Iran and the U.S. over the past 30 years or so could be described as cold and distant. Except for the recent nuclear negotiations, the two countries have had little, if any, official direct contact. It's no wonder, then, if Iranians and Americans have developed somewhat unrealistic views of each other. For one Iranian man, literature has helped close that gap. The world's Shirin Jafari explains.
To me, this is the sound of a perfect summer day. Tiny ripples of cool, refreshing water slapping against my body as I swim in Walden Pond, not far from where I live. Yep, that Walden Pond, the one Henry David Thoreau wrote about in the 19th century.
When I wrote the following pages, or rather the bulk of them, I lived alone, in the woods, a mile from any neighbor.
Thoreau was a man of nature. Like he says here in the opening of his book, Walden, he loved to escape the hustle and bustle of the city and retreat to a quiet corner in the woods. And for years, one man has been following Thoreau's footsteps. Not in the beautiful New England woods where I'm swimming. Actually, thousands of miles away from a small apartment in the polluted air of Tehran.
I feel great to be here for the first time in body. I've been here with you through Walden and Emily Dickinson for a long time in spirit.
Alireza Takhtare is a physician by day, translator by hobby. He just finished the very first translation of Thoreau's Walden into Farsi. And a couple of weeks ago, he set foot in the U.S. for the very first time. He was invited to speak at the Walden Woods Project, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary.
I still remember how I heard the first sentence from Thoreau on a $1 pocket radio in the year 1982 or 83. It said, "The man who goes alone can start today, but he who travels with another must wait until that other is ready."
Those words stayed with Alireza. They were so familiar. They sounded just like lines from the beloved Iranian poets his grandfather constantly recited to him. And so his journey began. First, he had to improve his English.
I didn't have easy access to sources for studying English. For a long time, I studied English through old newspapers and magazines and whatever film I could find. I just was serious and persistent until the day I found access to the internet, and it was a huge help.
A huge help, not just for learning English.
When Ali joined the group, it wasn't very easy for him because internet access was very limited.
That's Kirk McElhern. Back in 1996, he created an internet group that let Thoreau enthusiasts connect and exchange ideas. Little did McElhern know then that about a decade later, the listserv would change the life of a man in Iran.
He started out just asking some simple questions, and at some point he explained that he was going to translate it into Farsi, which just sounded like such a wonderful idea. And he would ask us questions, what does this mean? And we would try and help him figure out what certain things meant. And, you know, this is language from the middle of the 19th century, which even for modern Americans isn't always easy.
Over the years, the group became a gateway for Alireza Takhtare to get to know Thoreau scholars in the U.S. and around the world. And gradually, it became more than Thoreau and translation of a book. It became a way to get to know the people on the other side of the computer screen. It turned into a cultural exchange. Here's Kirk McElhern again.
I know very little about Iran. I did have a very good friend when I was a teenager who was from Iran, but other than pistachios, I didn't know much about the country.
My interest in Iran and Iranian people has been completely opened up.
That's Jeffrey Kramer, a Thoreau scholar who edited the version of Walden that Alireza ended up translating.
He's gotten to know my family, my children, my mother-in-law. We have Skyped with him, with his family, with his daughters, his wife.
Finally, the virtual became reality when earlier this month Alireza visited the U.S. Those friends he'd made over the internet helped him get a visa and even chipped in to cover his travel expenses. So after years of imagining Thoreau's world, Alireza was able to see, touch, smell, and feel it for himself. Next, Alireza plans to translate Thoreau's other work into Farsi, and after that, he focused on Emily Dickinson. He hopes that by making those works available in his native language, he'll create a bridge that connects people from two very different and often misunderstood worlds.
It's not just literature, it's the connection that this literary work reflects to my people. It shows that friendship is possible.
For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.